Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I am tired of arguing with you about where he is and where he's not. He's not back. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta, what's going on? We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
I'm talking about Spencer Strider. Guys, Braves country. He's not had a quality start yet. He's pitched three times this season, and I know he's coming off the injury, but last night everybody's like, well, he was better. Better than what? His record was 8-0 with a 2.06 ERA in the regular season versus the Phillies. He didn't look like that guy. And so for me, when we talk about where the Braves are, Mike, and what happened last night, we know we can talk about the offense, and we will. The Strider thing, let's just call a spade, guys. He's not back. He's not where we need him to be, and it's okay. If he looked better, so be it. But, Mike, his velo is still not where it needs to be because Strider's not 100%. Can we own that for a second?
It's going to take a minute, and this was the debate, and we've talked about this with Grant. Grant will join us later today in the 5 o'clock hour. You're not punching 99 and 100, so how do you adjust? I mean, if you're going to throw it, 95, 96, you got to be really pinpoint with the accuracy because major league hitters can tee off on that. So, and last night, if you didn't watch the game, the slider, he got some swing and miss, but most of the time the slider was all over the place. So, he's always going to have to, and John Smoltz and Glavine, all the Braves, Maddux, they've all come along and said, one time or another, you've got to evolve as a starting pitcher. Sometimes it's out of necessity because you just get older. Sometimes it's injury. But, I mean, he's just going to have to get better. But the speed, we have to get used to. He's never going to be overpowering guys the way he used to. And he's got to figure that out.
No doubt. And look, I said this to one of our listeners. You can follow us. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. I said, we all love Strider. We do. When we saw Strider as he was making his way and coming up, we all knew he's different. But the injury has played a role. And now after three starts, he's 0-3. And the fact that he hit Bryce Harper, which we'll talk about in a second, was not even a factor in the overall performance. Guys, when you're going 4 2/3, and that's what he's done the last two outings, you're not back to where you were. He was dominating this Phillies team during the regular season, and that's why everybody said going into last night, Mike, we left the show. I said, I need him to be really good tonight. Let's see what happens. Now, the other side of this is Mike Bell. Matt Olson. Mike Bell.
Well, I've been on this one for a while, and I went round and round last week before I went on vacay up to Indy, talking to a guy who's like throwing all this that me and everything. And I said, you're looking at the numbers. Can we just all agree that 2023 was like the stars aligning, and that's never going to happen again for this team? And that was an aberration, and that's not what we are. Okay, so if you take, if you want to add Matt Olson's last year and 23, then he's a really good hitter. But if you take it since 23, he's average, and he ain't worth the contract. He's the most unclutch player I've ever seen. All right, when I was a kid, I don't know who your Braves guy would be, but when I was a kid, I grew up in New York, it was Daryl Strawberry.
Okay.
Daryl Strawberry was the king of the nobody on home run. But, the two-out home run when the game was down 4 runs. That's Matt Olson. Matt Olson is so on clutch. Okay, last night, 2 nights in a row. Can you do something for me? No. The other, night before, ground out to the pitcher. Last night, flailing at one pitch. He had a 2-1 count, and then he strikes out some high cheese. Matt Olson is so on clutch. And that's why everyone, for those who don't get it, are chirping about, man, we should have given Freddie the 6 year.
Here's the deal last night. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the 5th. Here's our opportunity. and you have the guy at the plate that you absolutely want in those situations. This is why we went out and got Matt Olson for the production Mike's talking about. He strikes out. So, you know, the bottom line is we had opportunities, five hits, guys that got hits last night, Acuna, Riley, Ozuna, Albies, Harris, but we didn't score because we left 10 guys on base. So when you have these opportunities, okay, and we said this is a big series, by the way, with the Phillies. This is a big series. They go up 9.5 games last night because it's a full game. It's not half a game.
Right.
And so we said, if you go up there and get swept, all of a sudden they're going to come home and you're going to be looking at 11 out, 11.5 out. That's 12 games. And we're not even in June yet. So this was our concern, and last night was just the microcosm of what Mike and I have been talking about the entire season. Are we just a 500 team? Is this where we're going to be? Because these are the examples, Mike. It played out again last night.
We just don't hit. We don't hit clutch. You know, and again, I don't know what you expect Alex. They don't let Alex. It's not like Alex can trade this offseason for a star. Okay, the closest we came to was Jurickson Profar coming off a career season. Now we found out it was because of Better Living Through Chemistry. So we get him for we get him for 80 games, and then even if he rakes, we don't have him for the postseason. So this is where we're living. You know, we're living with hoping Verdugo can get hot and stay hot. You know, we're hoping that Nick Allen can get things cooking. You know, he's coming back to earth now. So it's just this is a very frustrating team to watch. Because they're just not clutch. The only thing you could hang your hat on right now, you mentioned it. Ozzie's continuing the hit streak.
He is. 404-726-0929. Now, here's the other side of this as the Braves continue their series tonight if it doesn't get rained out. So last night, Bryce Harper gets hit. And
two years too late, sorry. 2 years too late for me.
Tell me about it. But he gets hit. He goes down. You know, it was, my arm. You would have thought his arm was falling off. Now, right. I'm not telling you it done hurt, but they take him back. He goes and gets the x-rays. They're negative. It's a bruise. I get it. Bruises hurt. But Strider's just coming back from the injury, Philly fans. And I'm on in Philly, Mike, on the weekends. I got to tell you, sometimes they get outrageous. And the idea today in Philly is we want payback. They're in first place, right? They're rolling. They're playing really good baseball. I mean, the Phillies right now.
So they're going to throw it at Ronald's elbow tonight?
Well, now the fans are saying, well, hey, we need to get back, and it better be Acuna. Are you serious?
First off, you got a pitcher in Strider who doesn't know where he's going with the baseball right now, okay? I'm sorry. Everybody in Philly's a moron. Sorry, John Kincaid. They're nitwits up there, okay? So that's crazy talk. When we needed to hit the guy was after Arcia hit the home run, was staring down Arcia. That's what we needed. If it was going to send a message the way that everybody and their uncle has sent messages by plunking Ronald Acuna, From Don Mattingly to Schilt, the owner, the manager of the Padres, formerly of the Cardinals, this is when we needed to respond. This was an accident.
This is not intentional.
This is not, intentional. Strider just doesn't know where the ball's going right now.
Yeah, and the Phillies, by the way, have won 10 of their last 11. I mean, it's like you guys are rolling. This is why you've jumped out in front of this division. And as I said on social media, stick to playing baseball. Mike Bell, I wish they would hit Acuna. I'm telling you right now, if we don't brawl, because this was completely unintentional. This does not have any indication or implications on a playoff run. The series is not on the line. To Mike's point, you're not trying to shift momentum. They're in control. They'd be silly to do this, but the fans up there are like, oh, we want payback. We better hit Acuna tonight.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know that there's some guys who get this, and we live in this world that's so, you know, non-confrontational right now. I don't know why you guys are so argumentative. Why would you throw at someone? Well, I'll tell you what. If they throw at Acuna, let's come out of the top step and let's kick some ass.
Period.
Because this team needs a shot in the arm.
Period.
They need a punch in the stomach.
That's it.
And maybe Snicker will sleep through that like he slept through not running out the ball to the wall.
you had to remind us
so
of that.
So let's just go and get on with our lives. But sometimes, guys, okay, nerds, okay, wimpies, you guys, you couture's, let me tell you how it works. Sometimes you need a shot in the arm. Sometimes you need a spark.
I wish they would hit Acuna.
And let's hit Acuna, and let's have a good old-fashioned Donnybrook.
Let's go!
And by the way, nothing ever happens in these things anyway, but let's get out there and scream and yell and somebody do something, okay? And let's have something that maybe can give us a spark.
They better respond if, in fact, that happens, because this was completely unintentional. And Acuña's just coming off this injury. I wish y'all would try to hit it, Ronald.
Right.
I tell you right
now. I mean,
now.
We should have brawled with the Cardinals back, was that 19?
19.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of situations here. We should have brawled with the Marlins about six times.
Easily.
Or not even that. Just somebody go in the dugout and beat the crap out of Don Mattingly, who was ordering these things.
That was personal.
Yes.
So this is why, if you don't know the history of Ronald being hit and our team, for whatever reason, Freddie, not responding, okay? And I'm not putting it on one guy. But the one time that he does get hit, I will say this, and it was the first guy out of the dugout. You know, then came EY, here comes Washington. They're the old guys were running out before the actual players were.
Right.
We've had this discussion. My point is this, and I'm not going to spend this show on Philly fans.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of popping off going on up there about we want payback. You idiots are first place. If we were 9.5 games in front, Mike, I wouldn't give a damn about hitting anybody tonight. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, let's go play a game, win the series, and come on back home. That's silly. But if it happens, we're just warning you now. And by the way, if this game gets rained out, it doesn't mean that it won't happen in the next game. 404-726-0929. What else is going on? Well, we got a lot to talk about because our Falcons continue OTAs. There are reports out there. Mike and I talked about yesterday about Pitts not being there. The reports are that he was there. He just wasn't on the field. And, Mike, he is dealing with some kind of foot issue.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Case closed. Because, again, we make a federal case when it warranted it. The guy's not 100% and can't be out there, but he was there. Because if he was 100% and wasn't there, that's the issue. But he wasn't, and so we're all good.
All good.
Like it never happened.
So we'll let you hear from Michael Penix Jr., Darnell Mooney also coming up a little bit later on the show. More from the SEC meeting, should I say, down in Florida. Kirby Smart talking about some really interesting stuff. And also more with what Greg Sankey had to say. Today, by the way, Josh Brooks, the AD of the Georgia Bulldogs, is going to speak down there. And we're going to have a chance to talk to one of the guys we really enjoy talking with. Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation. We had to push him up a little bit. He was going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to actually talk to him around 3:40 today because, again, Josh Brooks is speaking at around 4 o'clock. We will keep you updated on what Josh says here as well. We're coming back. Both series are over now. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's funny, Braves fans hitting us up. Brian says, Dukes, you know Snit never protects Acuña after getting hit. We do need to put the negative juju. We don't need to put the negative juju in the universe. Here's the deal, Brian. I didn't bring this up. This is coming from Philly. People have reached out to me and said, hey, by the way, what's going on with the Braves? I said, what are you talking about?
Right.
I got here today, and Abe was like, have you heard? And I was like, I really don't want to even bring this up. But I have to. This is Philly fans reacting to their team winning last night and their star player getting hurt. It's not me bringing the juju up. It is the fact that this is who we are. Listen, would this be a different conversation, Mike Bell, if we had responded in the past? And by the way, if you're just joining us, we're not saying this is going to happen. We're saying Philly fans are saying, you hit our star. We want some revenge tonight. And they're saying Acuña would be the guy. Go ahead.
Well, have another freaking Keystone Light meathead because he he just didn't have his accuracy last night. I mean, that's been a problem since he's come back. You know, so I mean, but if you think that's, you know, no, the time to hit Bryce would have been after the home run in 2023 when he went around the base pass and stared down Arcia, and Arcia's busy picking his nose and laughing because, isn't that funny? You know, but I mean, yeah, that would have been the time, you know, and I'm telling you, man, and yes, Mike Bell will die on this hill in the third person. Since we got punked by Bryce Harper, this team has had no balls. No balls. You know, I mean, a lack of pitching. There's a lot of things which go into, obviously, winning baseball. But to me, this team has just, it never stands up for itself. I think that would be different if Freddie was here. I think that'd be different if Ron Washington, EY, was here communicating some of that. I mean, there's just certain things that this team lacks, and it's leadership. That's to me, that's indisputable.
No, it is. It's why I asked yesterday, who's in the clubhouse going, you need to play better, and you need to be better. Who's that guy?
And by the way, because I was off that Friday just when everything broke about Ronald coming back and apologizing. I mean, I didn't think he had to kiss Snitker's ring. I think it's nice and mature to say, hey, I was out of line to put something there on social media. But the fact still remains, you guys have never protected me as a young emerging star.
I agree.
You know, whether this team was too conservative in the beginning to protect its young Latin stars with swagger, you know, or however you want to define it, they've never had his back. I've never seen the Braves have Ronald Acuna's back.
Me neither. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Lots to get to today. We're going to have a conversation about the Hawks here in just a little bit. Also, in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation and get his opinions on what's going on down there at the annual meetings down there in Florida. Hey, Mike, it's official. Both of these series are over. And we got to talk about it. Our man Dom is behind the glass. He's doing all the things, by the way. Big O is out. Of course, Day-Day is on vacation. So Dom is handling all the things. Thank you, brother. Great job, as always. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Pacers lead 3-1. 130-121 was the final score. Tyrese Halliburton, 32 points, 15 assists. 12 rebounds. This is a monster game, by the way. And to put it in perspective, the only other guys that have done this, okay, we're talking about two other players that have done this in the postseason, in the playoffs, where you talk about a 30-15-10 game. Joker, Oscar Robinson. Joker, Oscar Robinson. That's it. So what he did last night was phenomenal. And he got help, Mike. I mean, Siakam was incredible as well last night.
Court to Mathurin and into the corner where Siakam hits a three and then turns to the New York bench. He's got 24 points. Timeout, New York.
Dom, say that again real quick as we were just, you were telling me that in my ear. And yep. I think it's understated. Go ahead.
That triple-double also done with zero turnovers from Tyrese Halliburton.
Which is unbelievable. You know, and this gets back to, and I hate to bring it, you can't not have this conversation. I saw Ray, young Trey's dad, talking about it last night. And we were talking about one of our listeners, you know, Siakam could have come here, you know, and perhaps was he looking at, I got a better shot with a true taller size matters. I know I saw your tweet with our buddy Reese earlier today. Nothing against Trey. All you can do is work with what God gave you. But, you know, Halliburton is the guy. And I'll never understand where some of the hate, again, it's like 10 guys on that stupid poll that they do, the anonymous poll. You know, 10 guys out of a small portion of the league. But Tyrese Halliburton is got the juice. And if you're not watching this series, you know, the Knicks, it took an extraordinary effort from Karl-Anthony Towns and them losing their best three-point shooter for a second half for the Knicks to get the win the other night.
Yeah, even if the Knicks go back home and win, I still think the pace, you got to beat them three straight. So that's the other problem. And the Knicks, they're not going to beat this team. I told you guys they had matchup issues. By the way, Dad was back in the building. We're talking about John Halliburton. What did Tyrese have to say about his dad being back?
I'm going to be honest with you guys here. Like, my dad is just fine. Like, he lives just fine. He's at the house watching the game in a beautiful home. Or he finds his way in some sports bar with a bunch of Pacer fans. My dad is doing just fine. I think there was obviously a lot of commentary around him, especially right after, which I think some was warranted. Some went a little too far. But, I mean, that's just sports.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that because it was. One personal. Nobody didn't dislike your dad, but your dad had no damn business on the court in the face of Giannis Antetokounmpo saying this is what we do and throwing up, you know, things in his face. Either way, Pacers lead 3-1, and here we go. Pacers, OKC in the finals.
Goodbye, ratings. Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.
Pacers and okay, both series are 3-1
hey,
right
they
now.
might struggle to get where Caitlin Clark and Princess were the other day with the $2.7 million for a regular season game.
So here's what's crazy, and Mike, I'm not going to disagree, but both of these teams are fun. They're really interesting. They have star power. You just talked about Halliburton tearing these playoffs up. SGA's the MVP. It shouldn't be that way, but it probably will be. And I don't disagree.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it's funny because if you were a Pacers fan, and I met a bunch of them, I was texting with a couple of guys and girls that we met while we were up in Indianapolis for the 500. This one guy, Al, it's funny because they hear you do Sports Talk Radio, they somehow feel that you can change things. You have some kind of sway with the media or something. But I was getting texts like in the second half, do you believe these calls? Oh my God, do they want the Knicks to win? Well, I got to admit, it did look like that at some time, just a little bit in the fourth. But look, it's a great story. Halliburton is a huge piece. It shows you, if we had Siakam with a healthy DeAndre, well, if Hunter was still here and was actually performing, and with a healthy Jalen Johnson, this team would be really, could be the same team.
It's different. Yeah, it's a different look. There's no doubt about it. We'll see what happens. Game 5's in New York on Thursday. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is our Falcons OTAs going on up at Flowery Branch. We know that Kirk Cousins is not there. We mentioned my Kyle Pitts, by the way. He's in the building, just, you know, not on the field, and that's fine. These are voluntary workouts. We want our guys to be there and participate. And a lot of stars of our team, if you want to consider them that, are there, guys. And so we say, this is not just about the rookies. Either way, Michael Penix, Mike, was speaking about all the things, and he gave Matt Ryan a big shout-out. For those who don't know, Matt Ryan and him have created this relationship. They've bonded, which is great. I need all the help I can get. I'll take the 15 years of whatever the hell you saw in the NFL. Give it to me. So Michael Penix thanking Matt Ryan.
His willingness to be open with me. You know, I feel like, you know, he didn't have to give his time to me to you know, talk to me and pour game into me. So just him being open and being present in the conversation, it was definitely a blessing.
It's the kind of dude Matt is, as you said, Carl. Didn't surprise anybody who's been around this team, so that's great. And as you said, get all the input you can to help you be a better quarterback. And Matt, certainly breaking down film and can help him in that area, amongst others. And just can't wait to see Penix. And again, I'm more curious to see, you know, it would be nice if Matt talked to Zach Robinson. You know, that would be even better, to maybe say, hey, you know what? Play action pass. Not this guy. Don't make it that complicated. And try to find a way to get Pitts involved, okay? Goodbye.
He's around the building, guys, maybe more than you think. And I say that because, again, he's got a great relationship with Ra. It's not as if he didn't or wasn't around the building with the last regime, meaning, you know, Arthur Smith. But he's around. And Ra has embraced Matt Ryan because he knows he's the greatest quarterback to ever play in this franchise's history. Meanwhile, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Mike, do you think there will ever be an undefeated team that gets through the college football playoff the way it's currently is, and we know it may expand because a lot of coaches are now saying that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit harder now. And by the way, if the SEC ever goes to the 9-game conference schedule, that's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, in the SEC. Because, yes, I was arguing this. Yes, Carl was laughing during the end of the show. I was arguing guys about, look, I'm not saying they're the best teams, but the best conference as far as top to bottom strength of schedule is still the SEC. But you're right. I mean, look, we've never seen Penn State do it, right, under Franklin.
No.
And Ohio State can't even beat Michigan, and they found a way to win the Natty. So you're right, it doesn't even matter now.
Here's Steve Sarkisian, guys. He's the head coach of the University of Texas. All the coaches, ADs, everybody's down there in Florida. It's the annual meetings, and he was asked this question. Listen to what he said about the probability of a team going undefeated.
I don't know if we'll ever see an undefeated national champion again. If we do, that's a really good team because it's just so difficult. It's difficult, yes, because of the quality of the opponents you play, but it's so difficult to stay healthy that long.
Yeah, and see, we talk about this depth thing where you don't have what you used to because you're not stacking players. So it's the health factor. Season's longer. Competition is already what it is, but the season's longer. And then you've got to maneuver this playoff now. That I think Sark is right. And listen, I don't know if Kirby feels this way, but the thing about it is, Mike, you don't have to go undefeated to win it.
No, this is where the great debate, I don't think it's even a debate now, because anybody who's in charge of conferences like Greg Sankey, no one cares. But, you know, you're basically making the regular season less meaningful. You know, it's not meaning less because you still have Alabama playing Tennessee, and when Georgia plays Auburn and Georgia plays Florida, that still means something. But unfortunately, Carl, the regular season just doesn't mean what it used to.
All right, more on what's going on down there in Florida. But when we come back, if it is weak as we think it is, we need to be all in. We'll explain when we return on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking about a bunch of stuff today. Boy, tell you, I think Mike and I are on edge a little bit, man. I mean, we need the Braves.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
We need the Braves to kind of snap out of it. This offensive funk, it just needs to go away. And look, the fact that we're playing the Phillies and all the stuff that you know, the history over the last few years, playoffs, etc., that has kind of got us going. The whole Spencer Strider thing, I love him. But he's 0-3, and he's just not 100%, and I'm okay with that. But let's not make it out to be more than what it is. And by the way, can I say this too, by the way? See where I'm going with this, Mike? Mm-hmm. Snit, stop making excuses for guys that are not getting it done.
Right.
Stop. You did this with Riley the other day. Well, I think it's the field. There are water in this field. Stop. He's got 5 errors, 15 games, 4 at home.
Did have a nice play, bang-bang play at third last night. Because, that's what he does.
Because yeah. He's really good. But right. When he screws up, let's not make excuses. Strider's not 100%. And you're like, well, he was better than he was last time. Really? He went 4 2/3.
Yeah, the pitch count got up, the walks. So, but that's, look, Snicker is literally a carbon copy of Bobby Cox in the sense he's always going to protect his players, almost to the point where it's comedic.
Well, maybe that's why we're sleepwalking.
Yes, and that's where you go back with the old argument about accountability. Where, you know, if you treat everybody like you're in a country club and your job security is always, you know, never in doubt. Now, granted, not Austin Riley, he's you know, they're getting paid. But the point being, have a little accountability with these guys, man. A little fire under their tuchus.
That's all. That's all.
And again, as we said, you cannot, and you guys remember, it was what, was it 21? No, it was last year. They had the meeting, or 23, they had the meeting in Arizona. Remember, it was in, the Diamondbacks, they called a closed-door meeting, and Snicker kind of, you know, read them the riot act. Can't do that every week because they'll tune you out, and it's pointless. But you do need to pick your spots, and at some point, I would think maybe one of those meetings is in order.
It may be time, especially if we end up getting swept up here, okay?
I mean, like, you're going to be 11 and a half out.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. More on the Braves coming up. Also, next hour, we're going to talk to our man Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Lots of information coming out of the annual meetings down there in Florida for the SEC. Kirby speaking as well. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Look, it looks like we're on pace, as Mike and I were talking about, for a Pacers-Thunder final, okay? Just put that aside for right now. The Eastern Conference is weak. It's not as difficult to get to this point, which we've been, but it's been a while. 21 was the last time that we had an Eastern Conference Finals, and the first, by the way. But it's not the Western Conference. You're not going through Joker. You're not going through an aging LeBron, or for that matter, a Curry, or even look at some of the up-and-coming teams. Listen, the Spurs are going to come. Spurs are going to be right back in this thing before you know it.
Right.
So you look at the East and you say, okay, well, the Knicks, as well as we thought they were constructed, you see their flaws. You say, well, Orlando. Okay. Well, we see them. They're in our division every year, right? We see plenty of Orlando.
But they've got some things. They've got two good big guys.
But when you look at the East as a whole, here's where I'm going with this, Mike. It's time for the Hawks to go all in. If we continue to wait, what's going to happen as it does over the course of time is that balance is going to shift and the East is going to be a beast again at some point, and we are going to have the tougher conference. If you believe that we're close, Mike, saying, hey, Jalen's healthy, we got Dyson Daniels, all first-team defensive player of the year, Trey's a 28-10 guy every night. Let's go all in and make some moves to make this team really damn good.
Well, that's just it. You know, it's funny when you see some of the stories that are written about Giannis and what Giannis is going to do. And why are we like a punchline in that conversation, right? Why do people just roll their eyes and go, nah, it'll never happen? Well, because the owner's shown that he won't. change our impression of you, Mr. Wrestler. Let's go all in. I'm with Carl. You know, Cleveland unfortunately caught a bad break with all the injuries, and I'll be curious to see how they improve their team in the offseason, because Boston's going to be in a very strange place next season with contracts and the injuries.
They can't stay the same.
No, they're not going to be the same version of themselves. Knicks are a good team, but as you said, they have their limitations in the half court. Guys, this is a year where you should be in play for Giannis. whatever it should take. I don't want to hear that we never made an effort for Giannis. You know what I mean? That's some perfunctory, well, we reached out to his agent. No, you should be all in for Giannis. And if that means trading Jalen Johnson, so be it. But you got to be bold in this area, and they won't.
No,
but I wish they would.
Well, and here's the deal: like everybody's going to say, "Well, man, we can't trade Jalen Johnson." Look, I love him, but he's not accomplished like Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's not an all-star yet, and if he doesn't stay healthy, he'll never be.
He's not a champion. He's not one of the best players in the world. That's Giannis. So when we start saying we can't trade it, who are we trading him for?
And by the way,
for Busters, that's a different conversation.
And how is anyone untradeable when your team's in the friggin' play-in for 4 years in a row? Oh, no, can't trade him. Because I'm guilty of it, Carl. Hands up. I've been saying for years, you know, Jalen, but again, Jalen's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I just feel like when you start doing these comps, that's the thing for me. Like, if we're trading him for future picks, I don't want to do that. We're young enough. I'm not trying to do that. If you're trading him for an established top three player in the league, you got
to
do it.
And you're not going to be trading, let's be honest, guys, and I said this to Carly when we were talking about this the other day, guys think it's like, you know, trading like, you know, baseball cards when you're a kid. That's not how it works. You're not going to sit there and go, okay, man, I'll give you Muhammad Gay and Veet Krejci and Caris LeVert. How's that sound for Giannis? No, that's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
It's going to be multiple first-round picks, and it's going to probably be Jalen Johnson.
Yes, and I'm fine with the first-rounders again. Like, seriously, what are we doing with all these first-rounders? We had the 13th pick this year or whatever, the 15th. What are we doing with these picks? Let's be honest.
Well,
package the picks.
Right.
Package a couple of guys that we currently have that have value, and let's move. And I just feel like I'm looking at the East, and as good as the Pacers are, I feel like you could put together a team that would challenge them. And again, they're the talk right now. They may not be the talk come next year. We'll see. But I'm telling you, Boston's going to change. Fundamentally, they cannot stay together because of the salaries involved. And then again, no Tatum for a year, guys.
Right.
That's an Achilles. So we won't see him until even late next season, if we see him at all. And so that team is going to look different. And you said it about Cleveland. Listen, injuries are part of this thing. If Trey doesn't get hurt, we said it. When we're playing Milwaukee in 21, do we go to the NBA Finals? If he doesn't step on the referee's ankle or whatever the hell happened? Maybe. So that's just part of it. We need to improve our team, though. And in an Eastern Conference that is gettable, this has to be the offseason.
Right. And we've said it, you know, $40 million in change, you know, that's the marker. I just can't imagine, guys, you're going to have to live in a world where it's literally going to come down to the penny to keep you out of one of these aprons, which no one understands. But basically, the varying levels of luxury tax that increases incrementally if you do bring and go over. It's just, to me, guys, it's the chicken and the egg, okay? What's the old analogy in business? Priming the pump? You're going to have to spend something. Either you blow the whole freaking thing up, and that means moving on from Trey, and that means 4 years in the wilderness and hope you get it right like Oklahoma City, or otherwise you become the Sixers and you never get anywhere. So, I mean, but there's the risk involved. Otherwise, you spend your way out of this, you know? And yes, Mr. Wrestler, hopefully by, you know, spending your way out of this, we do get out of this stupid rut we're in, and then we're a big brand. Guys want to come here. That's to me, it's one hand washes the other. So stop being a real estate company concerned about the lot across the street, and let's put some talent on the court.
The Hawks cannot be in the play-in again next year. They just can't. And I'm saying that before anything happens, before any draft, before any free agent moves or you know, trades are made, we cannot be in the play-in again next year. Mm. If we are, forget about it. Because what you've completely told the fan base is, we've been here and we're building. We've been here and we're building. We're going to be better next year. Oh, look at our young talent. Look at our core. Look at the guys we have coming. And you're back to where we've been for the last, hold on, Mike, 1, 2, 3. That'll be 5 years? Five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cannot.
No, it's just, you look at where this team has been, and you just say, okay, you know, what's going to change? What? Show me, and that's another thing as a fan. Show me as a fan that you are intent on taking this to the next level. Because you can't keep throwing it out. Because, and the other thing, and we didn't mention in this conversation, this is Trey's last year before he has a chance to opt out. And Trey will opt out. Now, there's not many teams out there that aren't built around a guard, but there will be somebody that would say, Trey's just what we need. You know, and Trey will go somewhere, and there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Because, listen, he's still a great facilitator. Guys, if he went to the right team, Trey could give you 15 a night, and you could win 55, 60 games. Easy. Because he doesn't have to be the main guy. He's still a great facilitator. I agree with you 200%. But this idea on this team, he's got to score 28, 30, 35, 40, just depends. on another team, Mike, where he has two legitimate other stars and good role players. It's why Tyrese Halliburton went for 32, 15, and 12 last night. I'm just saying.
Right. But again, just like we talked about, 20, you know, maybe as we said, 21 for the Braves and 21, you know, for the Hawks was the aberration. And here's where we sit. Because, you know, you've got to be able to take it to that next level. In the case of the Braves, they have added some pieces. They never really spend big money on pitchers, if we're honest. But in the case of the Hawks, you've never given Trey a fellow all-star. Mm. So, again, after we go as a 5 seed all the way to the conference finals, 8, 7, 10, 9. That's 4 years in a row of playing. Right, and 2 of those years we were able to get in the first round. Of course, we got knocked out because you're playing the 8 seed.
That's right. Yeah, 404-726-0929. Well,
the 1 seed has the 8.
Yeah,
say,
one versus 8. 404-726-0929. Weak Eastern Conference. It just is. And I know you guys are like, "Well, how is it weak? We didn't do that." We're talking about where the conference currently sits and the projections of what you're talking about. Boston is not winning 70 games next year. Now, maybe Cleveland does, but Cleveland still has to prove to us in the playoffs so they can get it done. They did not prove that this year. They had the number one overall seed in the East.
Right.
Mike, the Pacers, we've saw this. They're built for a little sustainability here and a run. Bucks, if Giannis is out, forget about them. Philly, rebuild. Who else are we talking about? Brooklyn, give me a break. I mean, who are we talking about? The Heat? May be out of there.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if Riley's lost his fastball, but I do know that they will try to do some stuff this year with some cap space that they haven't had, and that Jimmy Butler's gone. But, I mean, like the Bucks, you know, Drew Holiday, they lost some of their worker bees. They bring in Dane. That didn't work. He couldn't stay healthy. There's just, if I'm Giannis, I definitely want out. Giannis is not coming, right? You agree Giannis is out?
I would. This is the time.
But this gets back to, like, why didn't Siakam want to come here? You know, it has nothing to do with people having their side pieces in Atlanta. You know, I know I love going to Magic City, but I wouldn't want to live there. The stupidity you hear about. If you have a good program and you got a good owner that's willing to spend and you got a team which isn't going in the right direction, guys will come here.
All day, every day. By the way, I will tell you the team that is coming. The Pistons. They're young, and Cade Cunningham is all NBA. He is a stud. Mm. I'm not telling you they're going to win the East next year, but they're coming.
And they leapt, by the way, they leapfrogged us. They jumped
they
us.
Did.
They were behind us. And if you look at the order, because they got a baller. You know, they've got some pieces. And that's, you know, I argue that in the time since we've, you know, went there and started to make things happen and gone backwards, Indianapolis, Orlando, and Detroit have all jumped way over us. Indiana, and you're seeing it right now. Indiana's going to the NBA Finals.
No doubt. All right, you guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. And again, it's not a knock on Knicks fans. The Knicks, they constructed a team that they thought was championship worthy. It's not. You're seeing it. And maybe they make some adjustments. But here's the deal with the Knicks now. They've paid all those guys. All those guys you're watching right now, including Brunson. And Brunson, by the way, is underpaid, okay, for what he's getting right now in this league.
Right.
But they took care of all those guys, and they made – and, Mike, they made hella trades, and they gave away a bunch of stuff to acquire these players. So they're going to be very limited in what they can do unless they're going to trade away a chunk of that group. Why would you? Because they're going to say now, we just went – just like we did a few years ago. We just went to Eastern Conference Finals. Why would we trade anybody? So yeah. I don't think that team is fundamentally going to change a whole lot.
It was pretty interesting. You know, you got the worker BC. Josh Hart was basically volunteering to come off the bench. He was part of the problem.
Yes.
He was not good.
No.
There are a lot of guys that were just – and I think Jalen Brunson called it out saying just undisciplined play, which it was. Everybody was pretty much on point, you know, in game 3. And then last night, just everything kind of went haywire. And then they start chucking threes. They got it down to 7. And then, whoop, clank, clank, clank. And then Indy would just come back and get in their half court, and that's all she wrote. Then a couple of dagger threes, and it was all over.
Let me ask you this, too, by the way. Is AMA going to have any balls to show up in this next game?
Well, I mean, this is – it's funny because I heard Andy Randy talking about it earlier, and Andy, I'm trying to put words in Andy's mouth, but he's basically saying Ant-Man played within what the T-Wolves were asking him to do in that game. I'm like, I got to respectfully disagree. You're one of the top – supposed to be top 5 players in the league right now.
Go make it happen.
You got to take things over. You know, and look, I mean – I heard Andy's argument. If he takes 20, 30 shots and he misses, well, Ant-Man blew. Well, you're not going to win with Ant-Man taking 13 shots.
Here's the other thing. He's going to get the blame anyway.
Yeah, so
Mike always said, I'll shoot it.
Right, and Kobe said the same thing.
I'm going to get the blame whether we win or lose, so I'd rather put it in my own hands.
Look, exactly.
I just feel like, look, I love the kid, but he's got to show up, man. I mean, I don't know if they play up to their ability. If they do, the game should be close, and it may come down to the end. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done that enough in this series. All right, we got more to get to, including what did Darnell Mooney – what's up, Darnell – say – about Michael Penix. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.